Sugyas and increases in Tamura, but at least the feeling is to at least understand basically what Tosfos is saying, get a little bit of a familiarity with some concepts we don't otherwise encounter, and then we'll go back in Mitzvah Shem to the continuation of the Gemara, which is the Chatzi Isha Sugya. So we read yesterday the first part of the Tosfos. The Gemara makes three inferences from Rav Yochanan. This is not just the Gemara here, it's the Gemara in many places. Rav Yochanan is quoted in several places in Shas. The Gemara always says the three Shmaminas, and the Gemara mentions in other connections as well. What are the three Shmaminas of the Gemara? Shmamina, Rav Yochanan talked about a case of a person who's magdish half of the behema because he's only a shutif. So then, afterwards, he purchases the other half of the behema, he's magdish that. Rav Yochanan tells us that the animal is not brought as a carbon. The animal does have bishus aguf to the extent that it can make a tamura. Tamura has the same halach as the animal, which means that it has to be sold and you use the money to buy another animal. So what are the three things that we learn out? Number one, the din of dichui meikara. Basically, Rav Yochanan says, eina kreva. Why eina kreva? That's premised on halach of dichui. The din is dichui. Dichui means if you have a situation of a carbon that at one point became, either from the beginning, as we have here, Yudhicha Meikara, or at a later point, there's a disqualification that sets in. So the halacha is that even if the disqualification gets removed, and now there seems to be a perfect carbon that you can imakriv, that halacha is, once it was Nidche, Kimin de Nidche Nidche, and it can't be brought on the Mizbech. The concept called Dichui, Sugya in Sukkah, Kleras Dishar, Yish Dichui B'mitzvahs, Ein Dichui B'mitzvahs, is only then by carbon, does it also extend to mitzvahs like over there by Hadas? Here you have a chidush in terms of dichui, that even dichui may kara have a dichui. In other words, when you have a case of something which was fit, whatever at the point that it was originally ready to be brought up as a carbon, it was fit, and then something happened, something set in later that disqualified it. So that dichui is a stronger dichui. It's pushing away something that was rubbly. That kind of a dichui is more pashit, that there's a din of dichui that when later on something happens and it's once again fit, it's already been nidcheh, because the first dichui was a strong dichui, especially something that was nearer than nidcheh. However, here you see a greater chiddush, dichui meikara. Even if it was from the beginning, it was not ra'ui, so that's not a stronger din of dichui. When something was anyway not roi, and then it can't be used because of that, so then it doesn't have the same chalos dichui that you might think, therefore, that later on it would be roi once it becomes roi. That's the machlokes that you have. Machlokes, we saw Rav and Rav Yochanan in the case by, in Samach, was it Samach Dalet and Yuma, in Ogeir, the Sarim Mishtaleach, and the Sarir Lashem. So the Gemara has there, Yalfus is how we learn it out. Possibly from Mechusa, one way and the other. Mechusa's man, you might say, is a Dichui Meikar, and yet the Torah says as soon as eighth day comes in, the animal is fit. So then maybe you could argue that Dichui Meikar is not a Dichui. Well, that's by Baal Chaim that we're discussing. Okay. The other Indian is by the Halacha of a Mum Over. Mum Over. The animal was had a mum, and then the mum went away, and then you could be makriv the animal. That's the sugi over there by Baal Chaim. Let's go slow. What are the three things over here? Number one, Shmamina Baal Chaim Nidachim. The first thing is that Baal Chaim Nidachim. Some say that there's only din dichui by shchutim, once the animal is shechted, in terms of the dam, for example. But Baal Chaim, there's no din dichui, and here you see otherwise. Here Rav Yochanan says that once the animal can't be brought, it's a din of dichui, even by Baal Chaim. Second din is dichui meikara, as we just discussed. That you might say that dichui meikara is not a dichui, only dichui of nirav nidche. And the third chidush is yesh dichui bedamim. Rashi says something which is only hugdash l'damav. One way to understand it is that it's a kedusha of kedushas haguf for, but not for hakrava. In other words, you have to wait for a mum and be podet. And you might think that the din of dichui is only said by kedusha, which is for hakrava mamish. That's it's roi for hakrava, and then as a din something happens to it or from the ikara. However, dichui bedamim there wouldn't be a din dichui kamashmo on here as well. That you say dichui even by damim. So Tosfos discusses why you have to mention separately the halacha of dichui meikara have a dichoy and a din of dichoy bedamim. Chayra, they overlap, because every dichoy meikara would be chayra dichoy of damim, and vice versa. That was the first part of the Tosis. Tosis gave the answer: you can have one without the other in two directions, right? You can have a dichoy meikara even with kedushas haguf. The case of he brings from Rabbi Yochanan, the person is a mumer and he's ochel chelev and he's mafish a carbon. Tosis says even if he was a mumer before he was mafish the carbon, Rabbi Yochanan only says the case the other way around, that he was mafish the carbon first, because the other case that he spoke about with shota has to be a case where he's first mafish and then became a shota. But the same halacha would be if he was mafish as a mumer, since Rabbi Yochanan holds dichui dichui meikar avi dichui. So what do you see over there? It's a kedushas haguf. Why is it kedushas haguf? Why? He can't bring the carbon. He's a mumer. Tosis and Zvachim in Tmura adds what? Mitzad the carbon. It's va'ilah hakrava. It's called not kedushas damim, but kedushas haguf. The psul is mitzad the carbon. It's not a psul in the carbon. The carbon is fit. So you have their example of dichui meikara, which is not kedusha, which is not dichui bedamim. That was one direction. What's the other direction? What does Tosis say? You can have a case of dichui bedamim, which is not dichui meikara. That's the case that he has of mafish nekeva lepischo. Pesach can bring in a keva, has to be zachar. Meanwhile, the animal gave birth to a zachar. That Tosis calls, that's a kedushas damim, which is what? Which is not dichui meikara. Why? This is, we had a hard time understanding what Tosis means. Tosis words are, shriya, vlad ro'i lahakriv. So, but from the second the baby was born, the zachar, it was coming mikoach, the mother. The mother can't be offered as a carbon pesach. So why do we call that dichui? Amnir v'nitche, it was dachui meikara l'chayr. The way we explained it is that the notion of nir v'nitche is not a function of time, it's a function of that the dichui is chal on something that was royally karev. So, if you talk about time, the pshat is that there was a zman that the animal was fit, and then something happened, became disqualified. But it doesn't have to be just in terms of zman. Here, the psul is that it's a dichoy of the mother that now goes over to the baby. It's coming mikoach the kedusha dechuya. It's coming mikoach the mother. But mitzad the vlad itself, it's bailey karev. That's called nir v'nitche. That's what we wanted to say, maybe pshat Tosis. So therefore, Tosis says you can find both. They're not necessarily overlapping. You could have one without the other. So it's separate chidushim. A chidush number one of Barichat Nidachim, that's one point, that's the first of the three. And then a separate chidush of Dichui Meikara, that's also Dichui. And a third chidush of Dichui Bedam. Okay, that's the first chelk of Tosis. Tosis has a suggestion, maybe we could get around this question if we go with a different girsa. V'yesvarim digasinan. Shema minah kedushas damim madche. You see there in Temura and Krisus such a girsa. Now it doesn't have to mean, that girsa doesn't have to mean anything different than the girsa that we have. Matcha means that we're matcha, the thing of Kedushas Damin. But Tosis says, no, if you learn that girsa, then you can learn a different way. What does it mean? Not that Kedushas Damin, there's a din of dichui. But Kedushas Damin can also translate and transfer to the Temura. Umefarish. Doche timurasa milikarev. Midiktaniu timurasa kayotseva. So what is the pshat according to this? It's not a chidush of kedushas damim having the din of dichoy, and it's a separate chidush beyond what we just said of dichoy meikara v'dichoy. Because really the question is correct. If you have dichoy meikara, then it normally means kedushas damim. So you don't need a separate chidush of kedushas damim havidichoy. What does it mean, rather? A different chidush completely. That even something which is kedushas damim Which means what? By definition, that what would you do with it? You would sell it, and you'd buy an animal, and what would you do with the animal that you buy with it? You'd be makriv the animal, right? So now you would argue that if you have a temura on such an animal that's not fit for hakrava, so maybe that animal, that temura, should be better than the original animal, which couldn't be brought on the mizbeach, because the same way that if you're going to sell it, and you're going to be makriv the animal that you sell, that you buy with the money, so then why can't you say something on a temura? That's the point. No, kedushas damim is madch. Kedushas damim creates the same status on the temura, temur kayotzeva. Or you can do is sell that temura and then use the money to buy an animal fakra. That's the third. That's the separate chiddush. It's nothing to do with the point of dichoy itself on each dichoy b'damim. It's kedushas damim madch. Umefaresh dochet temurasa milikarei b'nitayin temurasa kayotzeva. This is the suggestion Tosis has. Again, it would solve the problem, but Tosis says it can't accept this. And this is going to now sort of segue us into the Gemara in Krisus Chavches that we're going to be obviously seeing a little bit in the next part of the Tosis. Okay, Gedal, your question? Yeah.
This Yesh Svarim is basically passing like Tosis's question. So what would you say in terms of the two cases that Tosis gave in the first answer?
Yeah, I mean, these are exceptional cases, so I guess the point is because they're unusual cases, I don't know if he has to argue on the actual assumption of Tosis in those cases. Why make a machokas here? But it could be that since these are cases that are not normal cases, so you really don't need to have a special din of Yeshdicha B'damim, because for the most part, that already is covered by, you know, I think that's what I would say. I was thinking of your point also, like Chari Tosis made a Chejman that you can have. I mean, the second one would be easier, because we had a problem with it. Like, we would have said that would have been a kedusha of dichui meikara. But the first part, l'chera, well, he's going to say that Rav Yochanan was dafka. No. Tosis assumes Rav Yochanan is Rav dafka, so I don't know, he has to argue in that. Okay, so what does Tosis say? V'lo nihira. This pshat does not appear correct. Why? So here, let's just take a look at the Gemara that Tosis is about to quote. You have the Gemaras, you have all the Xeroxes, I think. Thank you for the share assistance and all of this, right? Okay, Jesus. If you need a copy, there's still copies around. Tosis quotes the Gemara Jesus. Among the various places in Shas that the Gemara makes the three Shema Minas that we have here is a case that cannot be interpreted as Kedushas Damim Madche to mean in terms of Temura. Why? Barem of Chavzayin Amadeis in Krisus. Amar Rav Elaza, Amar Rav Oshai. Mitamei Migdash Ashir. Okay, so until now we were basically chazering very quickly yesterday, right? Now we're learning right here, okay? Mitame Migdash Ashir Shehifish Kain Kivsasa Veheni Hoyo Vinidche Yidche Yidache. Says Rav Oshaya, Mitame Migdash Ashir. What is he talking about? Mitame Migdash is one of the Averis that the Torah gives the carbon as a carbon Ola V'yored. Carbon Ola V'yored means if he's an Asher, he brings a Chatas, the Hema. This is the end of Parshas Vayikra. If he's not able to afford an animal, he brings two birds, Torim or Bnei Yona. If he can't even afford birds, he brings a Asir Sa'efa of flour. That's called a Minchas Chote. The Mincha brought for one of the Averis that the Torah assigns the carbon Olev Yored. Olev Yored means it's a chatas with a sliding scale. It's only those specific Averis that the Torah allows for the person to bring less. Also by Yoledas you find that too, Mosa Segyad Ushtei Sorim and so on, but Mosa Segyad for the animal. But here is an example of a case of a person who originally, when it was Mafrish, he was Mafrish something which he should not be Yotze with, because he should bring a Behema, he's an Ashir. But meanwhile, he happened to get poor. So he wanted to be Yotze with the Karban Ani, which at the time could not have fulfilled his obligation. But now that he is poor, now it's fit to be used for his obligation. But says Rabbi Oshaya, no. Ho benitcha yidach. Rashi says on the top line, ho v'heni ho benitcha shebishashi efrisho lo hayiroi lakrivo. Rashi explains, Rav Oshai l'tamei damol kamon. This is itself a question. Mitamei migdash ashev evi karban ani lo yotze. There are those who argue that on this and say that l'maisa b'diyevet you could be yotze with a karban ani. Rav Oshai says not that way. A karban, an ashev who brings a karban ani is not mekayim, is not yotze, is karban. And therefore that means that it was nidche at the time that he was mafishit because it wouldn't be fit for his karban, but now it became fit to be his karban. But now it's not going to be used anymore because of dikhoi. So he gave us the din of dichoy in terms of oath. The oath is nidche to be used as a fulfillment of his chiyuv, even though now it's fit to be used as a fulfillment of his chiyuv. Amar Rav Huna Bei Rav Yehoshua, on this statement of Rav Oshaya, we see three things. Shema mina tulas. Shema mina balichayim nidachim. Because here it's dichoy on bali chayim, not on shchutim. That's number one. Second, this is a different order than us. Ukdushas damim, and here the question of the girsa. Kdushas damim nidche. Let's read it that way. Kdushas damim is nidche. Some have the girsa madche, but it doesn't have to mean anything different than nidche. Madche means that we say that we doche it. Kdushas damim has a din of dichui, and dichui meikara have a dichui. Now, this line of dichui, dushas damim nidche, has to be understood. What Tosus is out to teach us right now, in this the line I'm about to read, is that there's no other way to interpret it except that, like we read Agama initially, that we say dichoy on something which is kaddish only for dami. You can't read it as, you know, gea madche for a tamura. It's impossible, because there's no din tamura by oath, only by behem. That's what Tosus is now using as the kash, the foil to this girsa and this pshat that he suggests. So let's just read that line of Tosus, and then we'll see, but there's another issue here, obviously, that has to be thought about. Tosus says, V'lo nihira, this pshat, based on this other girsa, is not going to work. Why? The bekrisus. Gabi metami migdash asher shefesh kein kivsaso veheni, ho v'nidche yidache, gassina namishma min atlas kamo b'shmaitin. V'hasam, that's like an agamah, same shma min atlas. Okay, different order. V'hasam akachach in lefarish, kedushas damim madche hatmura. It can't mean that. There ain't tmur ba'ofos. Elo akachach hainu kedosha ve'en akreva. So what does it mean there? It means Kedushas Damim Mat Nidche, meaning it's Kedosha Ve'en Akreva, and that halacha stays. Even by Kedushas, that's what it means, Kedushas Damim, that's Kedosha Ve'en Akreva is also Nidche. Not just Kedushas Haguf, even something which is Kedosha Ve'en Akreva. Now, there's a problem here in Pashup Shati. Let's think about this issue. Rashi already raises it. We call this Kedushas Damim. So what is the pshat that we're learning at? This is dam has a din dichoy on it. In what sense do we call this kedushas damim? Usually, say kedushas damim means that what? That you can pode it and sell it, and in other words, and the money will go to buy a carbon. That concept of pidyon, let's say, is by a behem. With the mum, for example, then you sell it. But oaf, you have no din pidyon. So b'chal, what can it mean? When you say Kedushas Damim over here, what could it mean? So, in what was Chavir? Not Kedushas Damim for Hakrava, because you can never get to Hakrava through this. You can never get to Hakrava, because by Behemah, there's a problem in the carbon, being makir of the carbon. So Okay, what will you do? You'll wait for a moon, and then you'll be poed there, and then the money will be used to buy a carbon. So it can ultimately translate into bringing a carbon. By oath, there is no option of pidyon. So what do we mean by kedushas damim here? Yeah?
Could it be like what we said yesterday by the nekeva, that it's not mamish not kedushas guf, but it's kedushas guf she'ein roi lahakir?
So let's see. Let's see. Rashi here, Tosis also discusses it. Tosis is not on the page. Rashi says something on this. We'll take a look. Kedushas damim madche, mishahugdash b'tchila ledamim, kimozeh. Shetchiloso lo kadash el ledamav, the ha'asher havi, matchaso kedushas damim le'olam, mikdushas mizbeach. So means to say it's nitche forever for being brought on the Mizbeach. The imtoma, halo ein pidyon damim le'olf. There is no pidyon damim for by a bird. When we say that you can never use the money of kedushas damim by an oath to be used to be bring an animal, it's in a case where it was originally fit for hakrava. For example, let's say he was an ani, so he's not fish, a bird. No, perfect, right? What happened? Nebuch bin Estaiv, he got a moon. Now what do you do? So he had an oath. Now, how has an oath become disqualified? What mum? Not the same list in Emor. That's by Behemo. No, who knows? No, basic bekiyas. Rashkum Mishanashi. No, how does an oath become pasul akrava? What's the mum that passes by an oath? Mishnayis abosah.
Is it an eber?
Chusar eber. Good. So now the leg loses a leg or something. Mechusar eber. That's a mum by an oath. So what happens if he's mafish the oath? And then it gets a mum, loses an eva. Can you do anything? Can you be poda it and then use the money? Absolutely not. There's no option of pidyon. So Rashi says that's where you can have pidyon loaf to make it used for a hakrava. Avuzero chalav tishas mizbeach miolam. So Rashi seems to say that's better. To the extent that it was never had tishas mizbeach, then the kedushas damim. It's like you're makir something for better kabayis, in other words. So that's how Rashi, and that's a chiddush in its own right, that we say nidche. That you can never use it now to what? To sell for a carbon. That's the din adichui. Since this was not fit, so you can't ever use it for a carbon in any way. That's how Rashi explains it. Tosfos, they quote in the Shita Mekubetzes, in the back of an Hashmatis. Brings the Kasha here from Tosfos. He says first, Yeshua, he brings first what Rashi says, the Hanimil Kiyaya Ani Behifish Of in his style of the Chala of Tusha Saguf. Then he has a kasha on that. He has a kasha on that with some seed from the mafish nekevel pischo. It shouldn't have any. Shouldn't have to be. It could be sold without a mum. That's the case. It shouldn't have any kedusha. And the Gemara gives the answer. Miudinach is a whole thing. So why not say something by oath? Okay, Seder. This is a problem. You have to know Pasha what the Gemara means by Kedushas Damim over here. Let's go back to the Tosfos. Okay, now Tosfos has three kashas. One kasha, then three kashas. Let's see. V'im Toma. Okay, so we have the three inyanim that we learned out over here from Rav Yochanan, And it's Rav Yochanan's statement that yields these three chidushim, these three Shema Minas. V'yim Toma. Lama le Rav Yochanan l'shmi'inan hani tlas mili. Hashamina la bepek mishayotamim. Rav Yochanan does have to teach me something that I know already from where? What does Tosfos mean, Hashamina la? The Gemara makes a big deal. Yochanan, we learn out three things. Hashamina la, we already learned it. In Pesachim Tzadiches. What does he want? So what? So you say there, say it over here. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? No? How did you learn?
Mishnah.
Mishnah! Look at that Gemara. The Gemara makes the same diyuk of Shema Minah from a Mishnah. No, so if you have a Mishnah that teaches me Shema Minah, Shema Minah, Shema Minah, you have Yochanan to teach it to you. And the Gemara is making a big deal. Rav Yochanan, we learned from Yochanan these three chidushim. We learned it from a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? So look at Pesachim. What does it say in the Mishnah? Hamafish nekeva lepischa. So nekeva is not fit for a Kavan Pesach. O Zachar ben Shtei Shanim, which is again not fit because it has to be Zachar ben Shana. Says some Zachar ben Shana. In those cases, Yirat Yistayev. So there is a Kedusha that's Chal that requires waiting for a Mum. So what do you do? You wait for the Mum, the Yimacher, the Yipudam of Nedava, or the Shlamim. It's two Gersos here, it's not both. Let's say Shlamim. Rashi's go with Shlamim, we'll go with that. The Arachi is that to the extent that it can't be a Kavim Pesach, so it's fit for a Shlamim. Shlamim could be even in a Keva. So he can't bring this as a shlamim because of the din of dichui. So what do? You trade it in, you sell it after get some mum, and then you use the money to buy a shlamim. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara comments: Amar Avon Beit Yeshua Shlamim Natras. From this Mishnah that says that there's a din dichui that you can't be makrid this animal as a shlamim. What do you have to do? Sell it. Have to get some moon and buy shlamim with the money. Shmamina tlas, shmamina balichaim nidachin. Here dichoy is on a balchai. Shmamina dichoy meikara havi dichoy because it was never near it. The cave of a Pesach was never near it. And three, shmamina yesh dichoy bedamim. Now here the damim is very clear. What's the damim? Here there's a kedushas, a goof, but not for Hakrava, and you say dichui. Yeah, so here you have the same three Shema Minas. So what's Tosfos Kasha? Why does Rav Yochanan? Why do you have to make a big deal from Rav Yochanan to win it out? You have it from a Mishnah. And for Tosfos, the Yeshloma Mishmi the Pruktehi the Perek Basa the Krisus. The Prigi Bar of Shin ben Yochai v'Rabbanan, Maisi Divei Hamoroyim. What's the teretz of Tosfos? Rav Shimon and Rabbanan argue. What do Rav Shimon and Rabbanan argue about? What do Rav Shimon and Rabbanan argue about? Seemingly, what does Rav Shimon hold? What does the Gemara say? So Tosfos quotes it in Krisus. What does Rav Shimon hold in a case like this? What? Balichaim enim nidachin. That means you could be makriv this animal as a shlamim. That's what the Gemara quotes right afterwards. Back on Crete in Croesus. It's a brisa. So we'll read this Gemara because it's going to be negiah the next part of the Tosfos, the next Kasha. The Gemara quotes Masav Rav Ukva Bachama. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Rav Oshia's din that we just mentioned about the person who's mafish the oaf. He's an Oshir, he's mafish the oaf for his carbon oviorid. The Gemara asks, Hamafish bekevel apischo kodem apesach, tiresh etistayev. the timach of Yavi Bidala Pesach. That's if it happens before Pesach, then you wait for the mum and then you can sell it and use the money for Pesach. That's assuming it's still before Pesach. Yod the Zachar, Yirat Shiestayev, let's say there's a Zachar that was born from this animal that you mafish as the female that you mafish as for Korban Pesach, then you have to wait till that baby gets a mum, the Yimach of Yabidama Pesach. Shimon Omer, who atzma yikra Pesach? You can Yimach of itself, it, as a Pesach. Obviously not in the Keva. We're talking about the Vrad. Gemara says, Shmamna Balechaim Enam Nidachin. That's the words that we have in our Gemara. Balechaim Enam Nidachin. So it's a kasha, and why don't we just say, Rav Hoshaya said that Balechaim Nidachin, if Shimon holds otherwise. The Gemara Taka answers. You have to know what the Gemara's question was. Ami debay Rav Hoshaya ki aminu urbanan to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon filled Balechaim Enam Nidachin and something else as well, Grola Enam Akeves and so on. This kasha is very strange. What kind of kasha do we have? I mean, of course, the Rabbanan argue Rav Shimon. So I'm going back to Rabbanan. So, Pelotiki Gemara. Tosis is going to jump on this right away. Meanwhile, what do we have? We have Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is of the opinion that Balechaim Enam Nidachin. So, Lemaisa, we say of Shmamina, because Rav Yochanan is telling us, we hold like the Chachamim. That's what Tosus seems to say. Okay. So there are Tanaim already weighing in on this question, of Balechaim Nidachin, Enam Nidachin, and Rav Yochanan holds this. I think that Marshal says, let me check it with you. What was Tosis Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan himself? Says the Marshal, Rabbi Yochanan tells you more than just in a crave. Rabbi Yochanan said something else. What else did Rabbi Yochanan say?
Tumura.
So it's not a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to tell you the whole din. Whatever, he continues. Tumura sekayotziva. So the Kasha wasn't on Rabbi Yochanan. So who's the kasha on? This that the Gemara makes a big deal about the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Shema Amina! Chaim and Nidachin and so on. But that we know from the Mishnah. It's on the Gemara. The Gemara makes a big deal about this chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, the Ena Kareva, because Shema Amina, Bal Chaim, Nidachin, that's not a chiddush. We know from the Mishnah. So Tosis says, but the Gemara makes the deal because there is a machokas about it. Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, we just saw a Gemara in Krisus that brings a kasha on Rav Hoshaya from the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds Balechayim Einam Nidachim, so therefore, Rav Hoshaya, why are you telling me that the whole V'nitche Yitche by the oath? Right? But the Gemara answers that Rav Hoshaya goes like the Chacham. So Tosfos now is going to focus on that Gemara and Krisus Chav Ches. Let's see the Tosfos now. Three kashas. The Yesh Litmoa. Kasha number one. Amai lo parech ala d'Rab Yochanan ki heiched de parech besof Krisus ala d'Rab Hoshaya. The Amar Mitamin Migdash Ashir Sheifish Kain Kivsaso Beheni Ho Benidcha Yidache. On that, the Gemara now asks the Parak Alamir of Shimon, Mehi the Amar Hamafish Nekevul Epischol Kodem Apesach Tiras Edistayev. Wait for it to get a Mum Betimacher V'Yavi B'Demar Pesach. So obviously, he has a Kedusha Saguf, but not he can't be Makrivit. So you wait for a Mum, and then you bring a Pesach with it, Yol de Zachar Yerush Yestayev, because it comes Mikoch the mother. So again, you have to wait for the Mum. It's Nidcheh V'Yimacher V'Yavi B'Davah Pesach V'Rav Shimon Omer Hu Atzma Yikra Pesach. The Vlad is not Nidcheh. It's not no problem of Dichu here. You can offer the Vlad as a Pesach. So what's the Kasha? That how come Rav Hoshaya said against what Rav Shimon said? So why is the Gemara only asking this Kasha on Rav Hoshaya's din by oath? Why could the Gemara ask the same kasha from Rav Shimon on who? On Rav Yochanan. Kasha number one. Good? It's kasha number one. Second kasha, the oath. Ad parach alam Rav Shimon l'saya alam Rabbanan. What kind of kasha is it from Rav Shimon? But the other shita says otherwise. The other shita says, yeah, wait till it gets a mum. And you can't be makrivit. That means there's a din of bichud. So l'saya mit Rabbanan, deka amri bereisha, they say right before this, yirat shiestayev. So what's the kasha? Now, again, you look at the Gemara Krisis, what did the Gemara answer? What did the Gemara seemingly answer? That's exactly the answer. So what does Tosis mean to ask? What's Moed Kasha? And in Temura, Tosis adds that point. If you look in the parallel Tosis and Temura Chavav, Rabosai, look at the last couple of lines when Tosis asks these Kashas. Tosis adds that point that they just mentioned. The old Ad Moshev Rim Rav Shimon Nesai Mirabana the Pri Rav Shimon VaAmik Yosef Timocher Unihi Nami Tahachi Kamishani. Granted, the Gemara gives that as a teretz Mikol Mokam Masal Gedai Tach Demakshe VeChilo Yoder She Teretz Lokein. So what? He doesn't realize that he can always answer that the Chachamim. So Tosfos didn't explain that, but Tosfos and Temura makes that the point. That's the question. So what was the kasha? And obviously, he can go through a banner. So what was the Gemara must have been thinking that the Rabbanan would agree to this. Why would that be? This is the second kasha. So kasha number one, why did the Gemara ask the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan like it asked on Rabbi Hoshaya? Number two, why did the Gemara think to ask Rabbi Shimon if the Gemara could always say he goes like the Chachamim? Third kasha. The Ode, Kevan, the Parach Meichida, since Lemaisa he's asking from Raishitas Yachit, from Rav Shimon, so why pick Rav Shimon who's in a Braisa? Ad the Parach Me Rav Shimon the Braisa, Lifrach Me Rabbi Eliezer de Masnisin. There's a Mishnah in Temura that has a Shita Rabbi Eliezer that also indicates Bali Chaim Enam Nidachim. So why need Rav Shimon of a Braisa? Use the Braisa of the Mishnah. Nasis Nitmur did not perk El Kadshin Daf Yudches. Gabi Mafish Nikeva Ola. Now here too, it's not fit for an Ola. No, it has to be a Zachar. Mafish Nikeva Ola. The Yoga Zachar. And now what happened? It gave birth to a Zachar. Rav Eliezer Omer who asked the Yikrev Ola. So why use Rav Shimon in the case of the Mafish Nikeva Pischol the Yoga Zachar? You could have asked from Rav Eliezer of a Mishnah. Three kashas. First kasha, why not ask the kasha on Rav Yochanan? Why are we asking these kashas on the kasha from Rav Shimon on Rav Oshaya's din? Second kasha is, what was the Gemara's kasha b'chal? You can always say it goes like the Rabban, which is what the Gemara answers. Third kasha, if you're already asking from Rav Shimon, who's a Shitas Yachid, so why not ask from Rav Elezer, who also says the same thing, and he's in a Mishnah. He talked about a case of Mafish Nekeva La'ola v'yoda zachar. Shimon spoke about Mafish Nekeva l'Pesach v'yoda zachar. The same shita though. That who asked for Yikravola? In other words, Bali Chayim Enam Nidachim. In other words, so as long as the Vlad is fine, the Dicha is not Chal on the Vlad. There's no Din Dicha by Bali Chayim. Okay, everyone get the three kashas? Perfectly clear? Yeah. Okay, so what does Tosus say? Here it's tricky. We'll read the words of the Tosus here. It starts off clear and then it gets very murky. So the emphasis we have to do is we have to really end up in the Tosis and Temura. The Mashah is very struggling very hard. He doesn't know what to make of the Tosis, the words. But let's see the words, precious the words, the gist of what he's trying to say, and then we'll go over to Temura. Mashah says he doesn't even find a way to fit the words of Tosis here with what Tosis says in Temura. So it's divin avias to try to do it, he says, but yeah.
Could you just repeat the second Kasha?
Second kasha is, what was the Gemara thinking in asking such a kasha from Rav Shimon? If the same brisa of Rav Shimon has the Chachamim who say that you can't be makriviz of Pesach, you have to wait for a mum. So that's perfect with Rav Moshe. That means they hold of dichui. So you're asking a kasha of Rav Shimon who says that you don't say dichui by Bali Chaim, but the Chacham clearly hold you do. So what are you asking?
I'm supposed to ask that here.
It is the same. This kashas are the same three kashas. The only difference is in Temura, he acknowledges that the fact that the Gemara gives as a teretz, he says, but still, what was the Gemara thinking in the question? Didn't he know he could answer that here? Didn't he wasn't ma'arich as much. The same three kashas. In fact, look at Temura. You see, same three kashas. You read the kashas in Temura, in Tosis and Temura, toward the end. The Intoma. This is the last, you know, the last 15, 20 lines of the Tosis. Chavav Amabez. The Intoma. Harayahi de Pegbasa de Krisus. The Amar Rav Hoshaya, Metamim Migdash Asher, Shehifrish, Kemli, Kinsasso, Vehendi. Ho Benitche Yidache, the Kama Rosh Mam Natras, Bechuli, Kihacha. The Kihacha is Kihacha meaning. What was Gemara quoting in Temura Chavav Amid Aleph of Yochanan? It's the same of Yochanan of Hikdish Behemesh Shnei Shutfin. That's the same of Yochanan with the same Shema Min Atras that we have in Agamar Kedushin Dav Zayin Amid Beis. That's Temura Chavav Amid Aleph to Chavav Amid Beis. It's the same diuk on Rav Yochanan. So Tos is asking in Temura on the same kash that he's asking here in Kedushin Dav Zayin. He's asking in Temura on the same Shema Min Atras of Rav Yochanan that are quoted in Temura. So, over there, the Gemara says the same Shema Minas Kihacha. Kihacha is on Rabbi Yochanan. Uparach Allah, and that Gemara asks, and this is increases their chavtes, May Rav Shimon, the Ka'amar, Hamafesh Nekev Elopischa, B'yod Ezacha, Huach Mi'ikar Pesach. Obviously, he doesn't hold of Dichli. But Bar Yochai. So, how come the name Ha'ov Nitcha Yidachai? How come you don't say, Rav Yoshi, you hold of Dichli? How come Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Dichli? Vahasam kashatuva. That's very difficult. Chada, why do you need to pick an Rav Hoshaya for this kasha? Ad parach Rav Hoshaya nifach nami ad milsad Rav Yochanan. That's the first kasha. That's our kasha here as well. Why are you asking the kasha from Rav Shimon, who doesn't seem to be holding of dichoy by Bar Yochanan, on Rav Oshia's din with the taste of the oaf? You could ask the kasha on Rav Yochanan, who holds Bali Chaim Nidachim from Rav Shimon. First kasha. The Oud, this is the second kasha. Same lines up exactly the way our Tosis lines up, the three kashas. Adamosavura Me Rav Shimon, rather than asking a kasha Rav Shimon, Nisaye Med Rabbana. He could bring a raya from the Chachamim. The Pligya Red Rav Shimon, Bami Tirach Estai, Betimacher, the Yavi Bidamar Pesach. So they hold that you do. You can't be Makrivit. You have to go wait for a woman, sell it, and use the money for Pesach. Here he adds what you don't have in our Tosis. Even though more answers that, doesn't he realize he can answer that? Second question. And the third question is the same as here, the Oud. Ad parach mir Rav Shimon de Braisa nifach mir Avaleza de Masnis and de Pirk in de Leil in Temura. The Eil Kachim, name of the parak. If not, behead ya mafish nekeva la olaso the Oud Zacha Yireh. Rabbi Leza Omer, who asked me a Kravola? So you don't need Rav Shimon to ask from Rabbi Leza. Okay, so one kasha is on the Gemara, why doesn't the Gemara ask on Rabbi Yochanan what it asks on Rabbi Ushiz din? Second kasha is, why is it a kasha b'chal from Rav Shimon if you have the Chachamim who say otherwise? And three, why asking Rav Shimon more than asking Rabbi Leza, who's in the Mishnah, who seemingly holds the same thing as Rav Shimon? So we have to figure out how to answer these three kashas. Just going to, debating whether to read the Tosis here, again, it's going to be hard, but let's read the Tosis here without saying too much, okay? We'll read the Tosis, the words. V'yesh lomar. Hainu taima de parach mi Rav Shimon. This is why we ask for Rav Shimon, even though the Chachamim argue. Shem debai he, in the case of Rav Oshia's case, I feel Rabbanan Modu. Rabbanan should agree as well. The Gemara had an understanding of the Machlokas. Rav Shimon Nechachab, what's the case? Mafish Nekeva Lepischa V'yalda Zacha. The Gemara understood the Machlokas in such a way that the Chachamim would only argue in the case over there and would agree or should agree, therefore, in the case of oath to Rav Shimon, that we shouldn't say dichud. Then should he have few rabbanim mode? The ad can look picky rabbanim alei ella bidavar the Shaykh Bey Kiddush has done it. The Chachamim would only disagree in a case with Shaykh, the concept that Kiddush has done it, namely by the case of an animal. Why? The Savri, the following Svar, we'll see where the marker of the Svar is. Migur de Nachse Bey Kiddush has done it, Nachse Bey Namik Kiddush has aguf. An interesting Svar. Once it's chal on the animal, a kedusha of damin, then it's considered to have also kedusha saguf. But then again, wait a second, but it's not kedusha saguf akrav, you can't be makir the animal itself. Kedusha saguf go havi, shere in pesach bamin on a keva. Says a chachamim, what do? You have to wait for a moment, you have to sell it. That's true in the case of mafish nekeva l'pischa. Ava gavi kain, by the case of the birds, afi rabbanim modi, shere in kedusha damim chala ba'ofos. Okay, so what do we see so far? That the Chachamim might agree by oath because they wouldn't argue that it's chal kedusha on it, that you have to sell it, because it's not shaykh kedusha damim, you can't have kedusha saguf. Therefore, it's only a kasha on v'osya. In his case, which is about a bird, the Chachamim should agree. Umusad Rabbi Yochanan da Hakal Lomatsi Asuve. So therefore, on Rabbi Yochanan, you can't ask. Shem Dahavi Kiahi de Mafish Nekev Lepischo. It's not different, it's exactly identical. Therefore, Vi'iyavi Mosu Mirab Shimon, Havi Amina Lusiyu Midrabana. Since it's not an oath, it's a case of Behema, so to the contrary, one Kasha answers the other. You couldn't ask a Kasha of Shimon, you have the Chacham otherwise. The only way you can ask a Kasha of Shimon is because you can be medayik that the Chacham would agree by oath. We haven't explained anything, just the basic outline. So that's only a Rav Roshi you can ask such a kasha, because then the kasha is really not just Rav Shimon, it's kasha of the Chachamim too. Because the Chacham should agree by the case of oath. Because here you can't say the svara of migo de nachsi, kedushas damim, nachsi kedushas aguf, because there is no kedushas damim by oath. But Rav Yochanan is talking by Behema, so to the contrary, it's not a kasha from the Rav Shimon, because he has the Chacham on his side. So that seems to answer something. But then, what does Tosfos end with? Umi milsa derav Eliezer, nami lo matzi l'osfer. And about the kasha one after Rav Eliezer? You can't ask Rav Eliezer, mishum da'avi yichida. This is a pella. Because he's a yachid. Meaning what? What does he mean? Where could you ask from Rav Eliezer? Where? On who? On Rav Oshi. Why not? The same way you asked from Rav Shimon. Had you asked from Rav Shimon? The Chacham only argued by a beim and not by an oath. No, so Rav Eliezer say the same thing. The Chacham only argued by a beim. So then what did Tosfos say? Mizav Yechida. Rav Shimon is also Yechida. Rav Shimon is also Yechida. But the kasha is because you can medayik, the Chacham would have agreed by an oath. So what does he mean? You couldn't ask Rav Eliezer. You could ask Rav Eliezer because the Chacham would agree. Does he mean on Rav Yochanan? You couldn't ask Rav Yochanan because, like you said before, because he goes at the Chacham, and that's what Tosfos said anyway. So then you could. The Mashal struggles mightily here in the Tosfos. Two things the Mashal notes. First of all, what did Tosfos say? That by Ophos, there's no Kedushas Damim. The Gemara said otherwise. Why did the Gemara say, Shmami na yeshti chibadam? That was what we mentioned with the Rashi. He says, look in Tosfos over there. Okay. Second point, on the end of Tosfos, Gam bezeh ein deveim mevurarin. Does he mean we couldn't ask Rav Eliezer on Rabbi Yochanan? It's simple. You know why? Because you can go with the Chachamim, like he said before. Does he mean we couldn't ask Rav Eliezer on Rabbi Oshia? Because he's a Yachid? That's not true, but the Chacham would agree by oath. The same way he said we could ask Rav Shimon. From Rav Shimon, because Acham would have agreed by oath, he could have asked Rav Eliezer. How did he answer the kasha? So something is missing here. Tosfos didn't really address all three questions. So he says, look at Tosfos in Temura. He But our Tosus, he says, is Tumur Mehem B'Divin Avius L'Chavin D'Vehem Api D'Vehem D'Hasan. So, all right, let's go to Tosus and Tumur. Okay, okay. Let's take a look. Let's see Tosus and Tumur now. V'yesh Lomer. Okay? Okay, try to hulk up as much as you could. V'yesh Lomer, okay? Yeah, Noah. So that's the question. That's what the Mashal is basically alluding to. So how could Tosfos say there's no Kedushas done by Ophos, but the Gemara says we learn now that Kedushas done. That's probably the issue that I mentioned before in the Gemara. Yeah. So we'll see more about that. The Yesh Roma. Now the same. The three kashas are clear. Yeah. What did the Gemara ask? Why did the Gemara ask? On Rav Oshia from Rav Shimon, and now asking Rav Yochanan from Rav Shimon. Kasha number one. Why are we asking from Rav Shimon if you have the Chacham that disagree? Number two. And why are we asking Rav Shimon rather than Rav Elezer, who's in a Mishnah, who also seems to say the same thing, that the Vlad is born as an Ola, because he doesn't hold a Dichot, presumably, right? That's the three Kashas. So Tosus opens up the issue as follows. The Yeshloma. So he's going to say much more and much clearer. The Svira Lele Maksha. This is a different take on the machlokes of Shimon HaChachamim. What Tosfos is about to say is that when the Gemara answers, let me give you outside something that we didn't know yet. When the Gemara gives the teretz that Rav Oshia goes like the Chachamim, and therefore it's not a kasha from Rav Shimon because it was the Chachamim, the Gemara is not saying the obvious that it was the kasha. The Gemara wanted to ask him Rav Shimon, and he answered, "Oh, I go the Chacham, of course." What the Gemara is saying is that the machlokes of Shimon HaChacham is not what you thought it was. It's something else. It's whether Bali Chaim Nidachim Ein Nidachim. And in that respect, Rav Oshia goes like the Chachamim who wrote Bali Chaim Nidachim. In the question of the Gemara thought that the machlokes was not about that issue. Now, the words of the Gemara are difficult. Could be Tosfos have different gears. The words of the Gemara Krisis in quoting the Kasha, I don't know, at least I didn't see anywhere, but to me it seems clear that Tosfos wouldn't have had these words in the Gemara. Where the Gemara brings the Kasha from Masud Bar Bukva Bar Chama, Hamafish Nekev Lepischo, and so on, Rav Shimon Omer, who asked me for Pesach, Shema Mina Bali Chayim Einam Nidachim. That's the words that we have in our Gemara. And for the Gemara, Ami Debei Rabbi Oshia Ki Amin Rabban Rav Shimon Svirlei otherwise. I go to Chachamim. But the way that we're now going to read Tosfos and Tumura, I don't know how you could read those words into the Gemara. That the Gemara was bringing in Rav Shimon and saying, Shema Mina Bali Chayim Einam Nidachim. I mean, the Chachamim are not arguing at that point. The Machlokes is about something else. So let's see what Tosfos does here. The Yeshuel Ma Desfira Lelemaksha. See, Tosfos is saying a new pshat in the Rav Shimon now. This is not Rav Shimon teaching us Bali Chayim Einam Nidachim. It's connected to a different Rav Shimon. The Sfira Lamaksha, the time of Rav Shimon, the Amar, the Mafish Nekeva Lepischa V'Yolda Zachar, the Hu Atzmo Karet Pesach, that the Vlad is born as a Karet Pesach, Hainu Mishum, the Azil et Hameh, the Omar Beperk Eul Kodshim, and Daf Yutes and Tmura, Gabi Ahid et Nan, Hamafish Nekeva L'Osha. Oh, but take a look if you have the Tmura Yutes page that we copied for you. There's another Mishnah. A few Mishnahs that talk about a person is Mafish, the wrong gender for the carbon that he wants it to be. So we saw there was a Mishnah on Yud Ches on the base of Hamafish Nekeva L'Ola, that Rabbi Lezer is the one who says, who asked me Krav Ola? The Tanakhama says, Yotze Yistayev. That was the case of Nekeva L'Ola of Yod Zachar. On Yud Ches on the base, Hamafish Nekeva L'Asha, not a Yod Zachar, stop. Hamafish Nekeva L'Asha. An Asham is always going to be what? A Zachar. Always Torah says, the cave is always Zachar, Ayel. Tirat shetistayif b'timocher v'yabi b'damer osam. So what does the Tanakhama hold? He's mafrish nikeva l'osam, wait for a mum, sell it, use the money to be makriv an osam. So there's kedusha that you have to try to find a way to mechalel in order to be makriv an osam with the money, with what you buy with the money. So what was chal? So it's nitche, right? We have to wait for a mum. Because it's chal kedusha. What does Rav Shimon say? Timacher shelo b'mum. Shimon says you don't have to wait for a mum to sell this animal. Why? Because it was not chal kedusha saguf at all. When you have to wait for a mum, what does that indicate? That there was a kedusha saguf that took effect. If there's no kedusha saguf that took effect, if someone is makdish a bal mum to mizbeach, to hedish, what's the din? It's kedusha's dam. All it is that's kedusha's dam. If this animal is a misfit for an asham, so Rav Shimon says there's no kedusha saguf that's chal. So the Tanakhama says tistayev means it has to get a mum, and then it gets sold. What did Rav Shimon hold? Gets sold right away. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, I guess look at Rashi first, on the Mishnah, then the Gemara, and we'll get to the Tosis. Timacher shelo b'mum, says Rashi. The hoel v'lochazia l'milsei. If you can't have an akeva for an asham, mum gomer huzeh. That's a mum. That's already like a mum. You don't need to wait for a formal mum. It never took effect as a krav. V'timachem miyad. You can sell it right now as is, this nekeva that you mafish for an asham, v'tavi b'damer asham. Rashi asks, I by mafish nekeva l'olah, we don't see Rav Shimon arguing over there. Only Rav, right? That you could bring this animal, sell this animal without a mum. He says there because there's a shame ola that's even chal by a zachar because it could be an ola as a oath. You could bring an ola as an oath as an ola. However, asham can never have any expression as an akeva, and therefore that's as if it had a mum already. You don't need to wait for a mum. That is Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, v'lameli tistayef, what do you have to wait for a mum? Timacher, keva de l'chazir l'milsei, hainu mumma. That means to say Rav Shimon's svar makes sense. It's not fit. It's like you have a mum already. And for the Gemara v'yudah marav, hainu taima, damrina migu de nachsa. La, kedushas damim, nachsa nami kedushas aguf. Ah, this is a Gemara svar. Look at Rashi. Zoso meres, midibayim mum, afal gav de l'damim mikatsa, even though it's only a kedusha for damim, you can't really be makrit this animal. Alma katsa kedusha saguf. So is hef kedusha saguf? You can't be makrivit. Nil haidelo akriva mishum de ein asham bana keva. So what does it show you? Hit the zachar with dmei ola. Let's say you take an animal, it's a zachar, and you want to makdish it for dmei ola or asham. So what really is taking effect? Dushas damim. But migo de naksa dushas dam, naksa dushas saguf. Ah, you can't be makrivit as kedushas haguf, so you sell it and you makriv something else. You need to wait for a mum. There is a kedushas haguf for hakrava, but you will have the opportunity. So you have to no choice but to wait for a mum. So what is the shita of the chachamim? We say migo de naksa dushas damim kedushas haguf. If Shimon says nothing doing, no kedushas haguf took effect at all. You sell it without a mum. In order to sell with a mum, you have to be able to say that kedushas haguf took effect. Says Rav Shimon, if you're magdish in a cave for Hashem, no kedusha saguf took effect, therefore no mum is necessary. You have a mum already. Back to Tosfos and Temura. So why did the Gemara ask from Rav Shimon on Rav Oshia's din, what about the Chachamim? Says Tosfos. Because the Gemara thinks, the Maksha thinks, that the fact that Rav Shimon holds, hu atzmo kare Pesach, that the vlad of the nekeva that you mafish for a carbon is brought as a carbon Pesach. What's the shita? Why is Rav Shimon hold that way? Because he goes l'shitasa. What's the l'shitasa? The azul tamei that he says in the Mishnah Yutes, in Temura. Gabehi, the Tanan, Hamafish, Nikeva, La'asham. Yeret, she is styled according to the Tanakama. That's the Svara called Migon Nenachsa. It has a Kedusha Saguf. Rab Shimon says, no, Timachis Shalom Bimun. Uparach the Gemara Allah. Lamali, Tistayev. Why do you have to wait? Actually, to stay until it gets a mum. Timachish a little bit mum. The Kevin del Chazi Lemil say, Hainu mummo. So, the mum is here already. He can't use the Kevin for Asha. Umishani, Amavida Marav, Hainu Taima. The Amadachamim hold Migo de Naksala Kedusha's Domim, Naksala Kedusha's Aguf. That once this Kedusha's Dom that takes effect, so there's some kind of a smara that it can also grab onto Kedusha's Aguf, which requires it for a mum in order to sell it. And what does Rav Shimon hold? By contrast, the time of Rav Shimon Mefarish, the Sava, the Kol Midi, the Lochazi, the Gufei, Lo Nachso Kedusha Saguf. If it's not fit for using an Akeva for a carbon, the No Kedusha Saguf takes effect. Therefore, you can just sell it as it is. It's only Kedusha's Domim here. There's nothing more. No need to wait for a mum. If that's the Pshat in Rav Shimon, so why does Rav Shimon hold by Pesach? You could bring the Vlad as a Pesach because he's Lishitasso. Because she tells that there is no kedushas haguf that took effect here when the mafish nekevel of Pesach. If that's the pshat in Rav Shimon, mishum hachi parich mei Rav Shimon, ahi de metame migdash ashir shehifrish kein the less ba kedushas haguf the lekel meimar resayim mirabanan. Here you can't say, oh, the chacham disagree with Rav Shimon, so for the Chachamim we can explain Rav Oshia. No, the Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan. Ela b'mafish nekeva l'pischo u'mafish nekeva l'asha. What's the basis for the Chachamim's disagreement on Rav Shimon? One svara, what the Gemara plugs in on the Testament base. What's the basis for the Chachamim? What svara? Once you have this is done in the Kedushas Haguf. May high time to begin the Naksuk, this is done in Naksuk, this is a goof. Avo be'ahidim etamim mikdash, lo shayach be'ahid time. The Kedushas Domim, less behem. Because there is no Kedushas Domim by Ophos, the Ophos less both pigeon. Umekra mikdushas mizbeach, it's already mufka from having any shaykhs to be brought on a mizbeach in any form because there's no halacha of being pulled on oath. Where it has a mechusar aver and use the money for another oath. There's no way that an oath that's disqualified from the mizbeach can be translated into any type of hakrava with whatever pidyon you're going to try to find. There's no way. It cannot happen to just mizbeach. Dorohim velo demein karvi. In other words, demein karvi means you use the money to buy another bird and offer that. It can't happen. There is no din of pidyon by oafos. And therefore, bahar through rabban and moda. So if the Chachamim only argue on Rav Shimon because of the Svara called Migo de Nachsi Kedushas Damim, what does Kedushas Damim mean? Kedushas Damim means that there could be a Krava through the Damim. That can't be by oath. So the Chachamim do not have any basis to say by the case of Rav Oshia that there should be a problem of Tchnichun because there's no din of Migo de Nachsa, because you can't have Kedushas Damim, so you can't have Kedushas Aguf after that. So that explains why it could be a kasha from Rav Shimon, either Chachamim, the Chacham would agree. So what was our kasha? Kasha number one. Why are we asking only on Rav Oshia? Why not asking Rav Yochanan? The Shaykh Beishabim Migo de Nachsa, with Kedushas Damim, Nachsa Kedushas Aguf. In Rabbi Yochanan, he's talking about a behema. So the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon. Why? Because they hold that if you have the Kedusha of Damim that takes effect, then it's called Kedusha Tzikup, they have to wait for a mum. And therefore, of course, everything flows from that. There's a din of Dichui and everything else. So the Chachamim are good. Yochanan goes to the Chacham. Im kini, you have most of me named Rav Shimon. Have a mina, the most of me Rav Shimon, the same Rabbanan. If you were to ask Rav Shimon, we'd always say back, why ask Rav Shimon? Go to the Chachamim. According to this understanding of the machlokes, so the Chachamim fit with Rabbi Yochanan perfectly. It's only a kasha on Rav Oshia who's talking by an oath. Now Tosis directly speaks to the third kasha. And here where Tosis by Yas leaves us hanging on the third kasha, with Rav Elazar, Tosu says, now we understand that too. Mishamachi nami nicha. The mosiv shimon de brais of velo Rav Elazar de masnisa. Because why did the Gemara make the kasha from Rav Shimon? Because we saw Rav Shimon l'shitasa. So we saw in Rav Shimon an understanding that seems to jive with the other Rav Shimon. Shem de mistavelei mi Rav Elazar, mistavelei, the magia here, the taima, mistavelei the taima, take out mi Rav Elazar, the mistavelei the taima de Rav Shimon, shem de azel etamei, dahi de mechotem perek el kodshim. And that's what the Gemara has the kasha from Rav Shimon, because the Gemara intuited that the reason for Rav Shimon is based on the other Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold the svara of migo de nachsi. The Chachamim only argue migo de nachsi, which makes sense by behem and not by oath. So that's why the Gemara went to Rav Shimon. What's the teretz? The Gemara. No, Rav Oshi goes like the Chachamim. What's the teretz? What's the Gemara doing in the teretz? Changing the machokas. Now, well, you made a whole shtickle term of Shimon l'shitaso, that's the Machokis, Migdanachsi, not Migdanachsi. No. Machokis is something else. Umishani. Hassam, in the case of Mafresh Nekeva l'pisco v'yolda zachar. Rav Shimon says, you makrev the v'lad as a Pesach, come to say, you have to wait, you're just dying. You think the Machokis isn't whether you say Migdanachsi or not. Rav Shimon is l'shitaso, and Acham hold Migdanachsi, the same Machokis as by Hashem. No. Hasam Rabbi Prokta de Migdanachsi Talinilsa. That's not the Machokas. Ella Biprokta de Bali Chaim Nidachim. The Chachamim hold Bali Chaim Nidachim. Ba'anan Rabbanan Amri. We're going at Rabbanan. That's a Voshia. Rav Shimon de Ksar Bali Chaim Enam Nidachim. In other words, the Gemara is changing the Machokas to learn the Machokas is a different Machokas and whether Bali Chaim Nidachim or not. Okay, I tell you, it's very hard to learn an Indian that's not our Indian, but it's the basic thrust of Tosus. I think we should be able to get the basic sense of Tosus, the way he answers the three kashas, right? The way Tosus understood the Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara was not saying the words that we saw in the Gemara before. That mentioned Bali Chaim Nidachim in the Kasha. The Chari that only came back in the Teretz. Okay, Chero, questions? I don't know what to say. It's a hard Indian. Somebody. Yeah, Barry.
When he was rejecting the Yesh Svarim, so those that there's no by oath, there's no such thing as Tumura.
Yes.
But couldn't those have also answered that, have rejected it by saying that, like, there's no, you just, in that case, you wouldn't have a habit to think that there was Tumura done in that case.
Because in the dimension Tumura,
but at least, like, mentioned we did Tumura.
Okay, but Lamaisa Tosus is actually even stronger. Yeah, I mean, there's no din of Tumur at all. Yeah. What else? Yeah.
Question that we had about whether Dikhoi the Dhamim is actually Dhamim Mamish or not. Will that play into the Migo? Because if you say it's that the Kedusha has a Dhamim, he plays into what uses the Dhamim.
You mean the Migo de Naksa, Dhamim? What is the Dhamim of Migo de Naksa? What's the Migo Migdanachsa? The Dhamim over there is the Inyan of. Kedushas Hakrava. As opposed to some kind of Kedushas Hakrava, Shaykhas Hakrava. And then Kedushas Haguf that you have to sell with the moon. And the other way to say it is Dhamim is just. Like for the Kabbalah, it's just the value. Chodim Kedusha's Dhamim has to be Shachas Takrav. That's why by oath, you don't have that. That's what Tosus means. You don't have Dhamim. This is the problem. The Gemara says a Rush. The sticky point in all of this is that the Gemara says, Shmamina Baravoshia, that Yesh Dihli B'Dhamim. And Tosus said in the same breath that there's no Kedusha's Dhamim by oath. That was already Rashi's Kasha. And then Tosis has a seemingly a different tariff. What's the dummim that we're talking about over there? If it's, it doesn't have Kedusha's dummim, because there's no pidyon, so what's the Kedusha's dummim? So one way to think about it is that it's a different dummim. It's not the dummim of that you can't be makrif it. It's Kedusha's aguf shalol, but not for hakrava. It has no shaykhis to that. There's no shaykhis to hakrava. But it's still a din of dichli. Still a din of dichli anyway. But the bihu de nachsa sounds like it's a kedushas. It's how kedushas damim. And Shimon says nothing doing. It's nothing. It's not nothing is chal. Yeah. Yeah.
On Masechas Krisos Kamchat.
Yeah.
When we were defending, when the Gemara was defending Rabbi Yoshi on things like the Rabbanan, was Gemara's answer that he's like the Rabbanan in the sense of the ratio, or give a different answer there? Meaning that line is more Gala in about Keras.
No, the is just aga because once the Gemara brings the other of Shimon by the Shnei Seirim, so you end up seeing two things in that. You see that Chaim Einan Nidachim, and also that Hagro and Makavis more mentioned the Derech Agav. That's
but
not really
the
relevant.
Was from the bottom.
You see what the Gemara quotes? Yeah, the Gemara just says you happen to see two things. The Gemara mentions two things together. But in terms of the Teretz of the Gemara, what only is relevant to us is the point about that you see Rav Shimon over there that he holds Baruch Chaim Einan Nidachim.
It's not coming from that Tanya following. That's not where we see that Rav Yosha will hold like the Rabbanim from that Tanya and the following.
No, all Yigmar wants to show you is that Rav Shimon's Shita is Baruch Chaim Einan Nidachim, and that's where the Chacham would disagree, and therefore the Chachamim and Rav Yosha can go together. Yeah. But again, the Kasha is a whole new Pshat in the Kasha. Yeah. Okay, listen, not a simple Indian, not simple for many in many levels. Even if you're running it well, it's not it's complicated, but look, at least we have some Indian of, you know, shaykhis to some of the concepts in some way, and chazam l'moed, you know, we should be able to, you know, return to it and learn it properly. But okay, we did what we did, so it's kedai, hopefully, for what we did also. Okay. But,